Hello, all my Derby City Norsemen and Minnesota Vikings fan forever peeps. This is Tom. It's week 4 of the National Football League season, and the Vikings are playing the Cleveland Browns. It's another big game. Our offense showed what it could do last week. I'm hoping that starting this week, our defense will show how good it can be. I mean, we did good in the second half against Seattle and shut them down for the most part. You know, our pass rush seems to be rounding into shape. Now we just got to get things worked out on the back end. It's my understanding that Dalvin Cook, even though he was questionable on the injury report, is probably going to play today. Christian Darrisaw is not on the injury report, so he may play some today. As far as Anthony Barr and others, I think it's like going to be a game time decision, you know, from what I hear. But in any case, the main points of emphasis as far as playing Cleveland is obviously they have pretty much a mirror copy of our team since Stefanski was the coordinator at Minnesota. They want to run the ball to set up the pass. You know, so we can't let Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt or any of those guys go wild. You know, we want to not let them get going because that makes their offense even more dangerous. If we can make them one-dimensional and have Baker Mayfield, you know, have to take the offense on his shoulders. I mean, he's a good quarterback. I don't know if he yet has proven that he can win a game himself, although there's hardly any quarterback can win a game just by themselves. But, you know, if we get pressure on him, I think, you know, we can stand a good chance of slowing down their offense. And with the way our offense is playing, you know, I think, you know, it's not unreasonable to expect our offense to score, you know, 21, 28 points on anybody. So, you know, I just think, you know, we got to slow down the run game. We've got to protect Kirk. Kirk's been playing lights out recently, but, you know, he's also not been pressured as much as he has been in previous years, and you know, we just got to continue to do that this week. You know, if Dalvin is back, that just opens up our offense. KJ Osborne is becoming a really reliable third target, which means that can't key as much on Jefferson and Thielen, and we all know how good they are when they're not, you know, double teamed or what have you. You know, if they're one on one, they can beat just about anybody. But in any case, just hoping that we come out with another W at home today, get us back to a 500 record, and just continue to work forward. And I really do feel at some point in the season that our defense is really going to round in to shape and be a unit that's going to be tough to deal with. In any case, I would not normally do this on my podcast here, but I would just ask for y'all to be praying for myself and my beagle Jack. We've both been, I am being disabled. I have constant health challenges, but they've been a little bit rougher this week. And my doggy Jack has been struggling with his health, and he's my heart. So I just, you know, I'm on a fixed income, so it's hard to afford, you know, high vet costs. So, you know, I pray that you all just say a prayer for the both of us. The good Lord put his hand on us and help us to get better. I try to steer away from anything besides football talk on here, but this is the one time I will say something about it. But in any case, I appreciate all of y'all that are listening, all the new members on my Minnesota Vikings fan forever group, as well as the one over 500 members and growing on my page. I appreciate everyone thinking, you know, that I'm worth listening to and that I have something useful to say about our favorite team, the Minnesota Vikings. I love my Minnesota Vikings. And, you know, just hope one day we'll be able to lift that Lombardi trophy and, you know, get that Super Bowl we've all been waiting for. In any case, this is Tom signing off. Thank you all for listening. Go Vikes.